Okay, so let's look at this kasha of Rav Avira one more time. We'll try to get also to the answer as well, and then hopefully be up to the final part of this part of the Gemara for Sunday. Good? Yeah. Sounds like a plan. So maskifla. Maskifla Rav Avira elameyata. If it's true that, like what Hilchei Usha are teaching us, right, that you learn out Chazkas Kimoshanim from Shor HaMuad, Mecha'a Shalo Befanav Lo Tehavi Mecha'a. That a Mecha'a not in front of the Mafsik should not be a valid Mecha'a. Dumya de Shor HaMuad, because it has to be similar to Shor HaMuad, Ma Shor HaMuad Befanav Ba'inan, Afachlami Befanav Ba'inan, because you need it to be in front of him. And if you need it to be in front of him by Shor HaMuad, in front of the owner, then you should need it to be in front of the machzik over here. What does Rashi tell us? Says Rashi, right? Imicha hamaar besol shalosh shanim lifnei edim shalosh lifnei machzik. Right? That's our scenario. So you do it. The maar is being mocha at the right time. It's the right time. It's within the 3 years. So he is doing everything that he's supposed to be doing. He does it in front of Edim so that it is verifiable. But he does not do it in front of the Machzik. Does that work or not? But he claimed, the Ploni Machzik, Targum Shalim Bigzela. So-and-so is sitting in my land and he's stealing it from me. So says the Gemara, that type of Mecha, even though it sounds like he's doing a high quality mecha, right? If I wanted to imagine a mecha, this is probably what it would look like. Not a good mecha. Why? Dumya deshor amuad, says Rashi. Shemi eden jeshoru nagron. Ubeshosh, v'mshidu shalo befonav. Even if the animal gores 3 times, so the mice negicha is there. However, it's not in front of the owner. It would not make the animal into a muad. In terms of the animal's hanhaga, in terms of what the animal is doing, the animal's nature, it seems to be it's an agitated animal that is a nagran. That is insufficient. That is insufficient. It should not work if it's not in front of him. It has to be similar to Adam. She asra lishmar shoro. Rashi looks at it very, very linearly. Right? This requires to protest so that he watches his shor. This requires a protest so that he watches his shtar. Adka. Oh. That's how Rashi learned the Gemara. So we saw yesterday, we just see it one more time, just to make sure that we have the full context so we can appreciate the machlokas fully. We saw the kasha of the Tosfos HaRash. So Tosfos HaRash was very bothered, because he says you can't prove one for the other because they are going in different directions. Right? The purpose of making it by the Shor HaMuad, the purpose of warning the owner is to try and transform the animal from a tam into a muad, to try to change its status. When it comes to mecha, the mecha is being done to preserve its status as the possession of the ma'arer. So maybe, just because you require the ha'ada to be in front of the owner, maybe you can't prove anything when it comes to our case. That's his kasha. So therefore, the Tosfos HaRash learns a different pshat. He learns a different pshat. Says the Tosfos HaRash that the pshat is like this. The kasha is really going through the mecha, but the kasha is really on the chazaka. Because the chazaka is what is parallel to the shor hamuad, right? The machzik is trying to. So the thrust of the kasha is really to say that a chazaka shelo befanav is not going to be a good chazaka. Now, what the Tozar Rosh has to figure out, and these Rishonim that are going to learn, what we have to figure out, is how do you get that into the words, right? Because that's not what the Gemara seems to say. So says the Tozar Rosh. Just like when it comes to Shmuel, it has to be in front of him. You don't say it's going to get there. You don't say that it's not a good mecha. I mean, you don't say that it is not that the kol is going to get there. And it's not a mecha. The significance of the mecha not being a good mecha is that if the mecha is not a good mecha, the chazaka cannot be a good chazaka. Chazaka cannot be a good chazaka. And as he writes at the end, a kevan shina yochel limchos. Right, this is the part that we did not get up to yesterday. But the regular is still, even if the Rush wants to say that somehow they are comparable, that somehow they are, that you can learn them one for the other, he still hasn't explained why it is better to ask the kasha from mecha as opposed to chazaka if what we're trying to get to is chazaka, right? Right. So, he says like this. He says the reason that it didn't is because the reason that chazaka works, the ikar, these words are critical, the ikar rayas ha-chazaka midelo micha ha-ma'arer. The basis for chazaka is that nobody protested. So if there's not going to be an option of there being a good mecha, by definition, the chazaka cannot be a chazaka. Say that one more time. The ikar, right? Why does chazaka work after 3 years? So according to the way the Tosfos HaRosh says it, right, he makes no mention of shtar. Right, shtar does not appear in anything they say. Right? Right, the ikar rayas hachazaka is midelo micha. Right? These are the critical words. Chazaka works because the lack of error is a rayasa on the original guy. If you are the owner, you don't keep quiet for so long. From the fact that you shut your mouth for 3 years and said nothing, Hagufa, that combined with him sitting there, is what gives strength to the chazaka. That is what the power of the chazaka, that's where the power of the chazaka comes from. Good? And again, if you learn that the, like, whatever Rashi was saying, which, you know, we still have to decipher, but that it has something to do with holding on to the shtar, you wouldn't say this. You wouldn't say this. Right? It's all a question of direction. Is it that because the chazaka is, because the, right, is the mecha generating the chazaka, or the fact that there's going to be a chazaka generates the need to have a mecha? But the way he says it here, that the ikar rayas hachazaka lo micha, changes our orientation. Right? The main focus of the chazaka is, in fact, the mecha. And that is the genidim. And because of that, that's why the Gemara says, well, if mecha shel b'fanav is not a good mecha, then the chazaka can't be a good chazaka. Remember we said yesterday, and everybody agreed, that according to the way Rashi learns, if mecha shel b'fanav is not a good mecha, then the chazaka is still a good chazaka. It does not undermine it. It just happens to be the guy who loses out, because he wasn't mocha. But it doesn't, the fact that he didn't make a mecha, or he couldn't make a mecha, or he made a mecha and it was, and he didn't find out about it, that does not undermine the chazaka. Again, so it's a major difference between the two opinions. Good? Oh. For the most part, Tosfos seems to learn seems to learn this way as well. Right? Tosfos says at the beginning, we're not going to do the whole Tosfos inside because it is very, very similar, and I want to make sure that we see the other Rishonim so that we can move forward. But El Meata Mechashal Befano Lote Mecha Perishri, Kihechi Diolata Mishor Amua, the Habe Chazaka, Vishlosa Zimni, Hakanamin Elef. Just like we learned that a Chazaka is in three times, we should learn also. Mashuar Hamuad, Tarek Ada Befana, Blomin and Kala, Slave it Towel, Hakanam Mechashal Van, it's in the name of the Lesley Kala, Lote Chazaka. Right, the Mechash Lo Befanav, and what do you say? The same thing. If the Mechash Lo Befanav is not a good, Mecha'ah, then the Chazaka should not be a good Chazaka. Afavit Shashama Chazaka, Kevin Dein Kol Mecha'ah. Mahayamo, the Mecha'ah, Kevin Shal Degel Machzik Mecha'ah, so he's not going to get there. Figaf Agav Shemecha'ah Bo Levatel HaChazaka, Ve'od Abo Elekai, Mekamokam Baruch Shapir. So again, Tosos, it says the same thing as the Tosos Rosh in the opposite direction. Right, he doesn't ask it as a kasha. He points out that my pshat, which is the same as the Tosa Rush, is okay, even though the Gemara doesn't sound right. The Gemara is asking about Mecha and not Chazaka, but he'll justify it because the two are interrelated. Good?
Good.
Now the question is, again, the nuances of how the Rishonim approach it in terms of helping us understand how, in fact, Rashi is going to read the Gemara. Because again, the Chora, the Kasha that the Rush asks is a good Kasha. Right? According to Rashi, the Chazaka, the Ha'ada is trying to be Motzi, and the Chazaka is trying to, or the Mecha is trying to preserve. So who says that you could learn one from the other. Okay? Now let's see some of the Rishonim. So says the Ramban. V'ika dekasha lehacha. It's on page Yud if you have this Kovitz. There are those that ask the following question. Michte haikam lo on the Chazaka shol b'fanav hab yechazaka. I understand that we hold that a Chazaka shol b'fanav is a good Chazaka. Amai lo akshim in Chazaka shol b'fanav lo tehab yechazaka. Tehihi dumir deshor hamuad. Why doesn't this Gemara ask, right? Why do you think Chazaka shol b'fanav should work? Why should it work? It should be a kasha from Shor HaMuad. Just like by Shor HaMuad, you can't have it, it doesn't become Muad without it being in front of the owner. So to hear, it has to be in front of him. V'ika l'meimar. V'shlom ha-chazaka shol b'fanav da'av ya-chazaka lo kasha le. I understand that a chazaka shol b'fanav is not bothersome. D'milsa da'avida l'gluyehi. Because it will become obvious. The Ovid Inish Lishola over and Vishovin Mi Machzik Bishalo. Because a person is wont to ask, what's going on in my field? Is somebody in my field? Who's in my field? What's going on in my field? People will inquire all the time. Aval Mecha Damya Lishur Hamuad. Vechol Shalo Befonov Lab Klumhu. The Amar Loyadana De Nagach De Intere. What did the Ramban say? There's a difference between Mecha'ah and Chazaka. And Mecha'ah is actually more similar to Ha'ada than Chazaka, right? The premise of the Kasha is that, again, we're trying to figure out, if the Gemara is asking a Kasha, why does the Gemara compare Ha'ada to Mecha? The Gemara should compare Ha'ada to Chazaka. That was the premise of the Rosh's Kasha, and why the Rosh chose to have a different pshat. Now the Ramban is trying to justify why that's not the case. So the answer is going to have to be that really, even though there is a detail that's different, right, the direction that they're going, that the Ha'adah is to change the status of the Shor, and the Chazaka is to, the Mecha is to preserve the status of the field, they really are more similar than you think. So why are they more similar? Why is it that a Mecha is actually more similar to Ha'adah than Chazaka? Because Ha'adah is really what? Is a warning that the Shor must be guarded. And the Mecha is a warning to the owner as well. So again, right? He's not going to find out about the chazaka. No, he will tend to find out about the chazaka because that is normal for people to ask. But when it's shelo b'fanav, you do not necessarily know that he is going to find out about it. And therefore, you need to be b'fanav in order for him to find out. On the level of whether this information is going to be accessible or not, then a chazaka shelo b'fanav is more likely that the person is still going to find out about it than a mecha'a shelo b'fanav. Right, the message of the mecha is not going to get there the same way that the message of the chazaka is going to get there. But all of this is obviously assuming, like Rashi, that we need the message to get there because the machzik has to watch his shtar. Right, that's what he says in the continuation. By v'chein kasev Rashi, the mecha dumi da adam. Right, it has to be about watching the shtar. Good. So again, the starting point to answer for Rashi is going to be that you have to concede Rashi's point that there's a necessity to watch the shtar. If you don't concede that, then in a chanami, it's going to be very difficult to answer this question. But if you concede that, and again, Rashi believes that, why Rashi believes that, we'll have to get to in a moment. But if we concede that, then the question is, so which one is more similar? So he says, well, the same way, at least in the Kasha, we're assuming that it is unlikely you might not find out about your Negivos. It is less likely that you're going to find out about the macha against you than the fact that somebody's being machzik in your karka. Someone's being machzik in your karka. Well, that's what the Ramban suggests. I think you see similar in the Ran as well. Right, Bim Tomar. Amai parech mecha lifroch mechazaka da'i adam la'adah, more similar. V'lifroch el metach hazaka v'adam la'chazaka dum nesharam. What did I say? The same kasha. Yishtom at the other mecha v'adam la'adah v'lo chazaka. Right? The Ran, I think, is even more explicit than the Rambam, but they seem to be saying the same thing. Right? It is more similar. And that's what we need to explain. Because that's what justifies the Gemara's kasha. D'chihechi da'adah yasra shemasin b'lishvar shor. Like Rashi said. It's not about, you're right, there are differences. There are differences. We're not claiming they're exactly the same. And the Rosh is right. There is a difference. But fundamentally, the purpose of the Eidus by Shor HaMu'ad is to say, watch out. Watch out that your Shor doesn't hurt anybody. And on that level, the Mecha is trying to accomplish the same thing. Be careful with the Shtar. Aval chazaka lo damya l'ha'ada ela l'negichos damya. The Ha'adah, I'm sorry, the Chazaka, is not, again, I think we had this up on the board yesterday, right? The parallel of the Negichos is to the Chazaka, because that's what's creating it. not to the mechav. Tichihechi dinegichos motzina hashem mechazkos harishona chazaka nami motzias akarka mechazkos harishona. It's not the ha'ada, right? If you're looking at it from the perspective of the status of the animal, yeah, it's necessary to become a muad. It's necessary to go through the edus. But what's really causing the animal to become a muad? The fact that it gored. It gored. Again, the response will be what the Rosh is going to say. No, it's not that it gored. Because if it gored and there was no warning, it doesn't become a shor ha'muad. Again, that's why there's gray air. Both pshatim are in the end legitimate. But again, this is where there are differences. Do you understand?
Yeah, yeah.
Again, you can lean towards one over the other in terms of understanding it. But again, what is actually, if you just have the edus, I think about it this way, if you have the edus without the negichos, obviously it's never going to become a muad. So you need both, but the question is which one is primary? Okay, so that's what the Rush says.
I mean, I think it's pasuk that if it grows many times without Avis, it's not removed.
Okay, and without the achilos, then you don't need the mechav because there's no chazaka. There are no question that there are multiple elements to each, but the question is which one is parallel to which. And again, I think the Ran is the clearest of any of the Mefarshim as exactly what is parallel to what. The Chazaka is 1 second. That the Chazaka is similar to the Ada, the Negicha. The Chihei, the Negicha, the Negicha, the Chazaka, the Negicha, the Chazaka, the Negicha, the Chazaka, the Chazaka, the Negicha, the Chazaka, the Negicha, the Chazaka, the makes sense. The Chihei, the Negicha, the Negicha, the Negicha, right? Is there a din that if the Negicha, the only time that a Negicha counts is if it happens in front of the owner? You could have said that. You could have said that you only become a muad if the owner was there watching and the animal gored af apichay. But we don't say that. So here also, the negichos and the chazaka, those are parallel. Those are what is trying to change the chazaka. There's a technicality that in order for the final step in changing the status, or in warning the person, is the ha'ada, is the edus, or the mecha. That's what I'm suggesting. Yeah.
Does it make a difference? Like, the primary...
Huge!
Why?
Because exactly what we said before, it. If you hold that mecha shelo b'fanav, depending on why you hold that mecha shelo b'fanav, is not a good mecha, then according to Rashi, if you mocha shelo b'fanav, the chazaka, it can't be mocha b'fanav, right? And the chazaka is still a bit chazaka, right?
Yeah, but what does that have to do with?
But according to the way that the other rishonim are understanding, if you can't be mocha, then the chazaka is not a bit chazaka.
I get that, but I'm saying like the prime.
That's all based on the pshat. Right? If the mecha'a is to warn the guy to hold on to his shtar, so his chazaka is intact. And there's no deficiency in his chazaka because he didn't hear anything, so he didn't have to hold on to his shtar for longer. So his chazaka is strong. If the only reason that a chazaka is good is because nobody complained about it, so then if there is no possibility of complaining, then your chazaka is not a good chazaka. So again, it comes down to is what is the chazaka all about? Which again goes back to what we saw a few days ago, right? Is the chazaka about the huchzak shaskin? Is it about the fact that the probability is that if he didn't say anything until now, obviously he doesn't care. Like Toto says, maybe he was mocha, maybe he gave it to Matana, or something like that. Or is the chazaka simply about, we'll call it just to make it easier, a takanas chachamim, to protect the guy who can't hold on to his shtar forever? You can't be expected to hold on to your rayas forever. That's a very different chazaka. And in lomdus, it goes a step further in terms of is it being megala on the past, or is it only mikanu haba? Again, that's just summarizing what we've seen over the last week or so. But again, it's a huge difference. It happens, and that's why I spent so much time on this the last few days, is because the role, the relationship between the chazaka and the mecha is critical. The mashal, I think your question, where's that line? Yeah, in the Ritva, there's one line, it's three lines before the end on that right hand side. Right, the kevan de chazaka tuluya b'mecha harehim kedavar echav. They're mamish one, right? When you have Rashi, you really, it's two different things going on. I'm being machzik, and you have the opportunity to be mocha. And if that doesn't happen, then tough on you. If my chazaka doesn't happen, tough on me. And shalom al Yisrael. According to these other Rishonim, it's really one complex system that works together. It's like a ballet of sorts. Or like a really good football play. You know, the block roving? Football bets him as ballet. That's for another time.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of moving parts. Is it possible to like write on the board different opinions here? Because I just think there's like they're kind of...
I can write down the two primary.
Because there's the side of what they hold from the macha, and then there's the side we hold from the chazaka.
Right. Like, so the
four different things.
Let me hold off for right now.
Okay.
Because let me just see the last issue with Rashi, and then maybe we'll try to summarize it.
And then I was also wondering, you're talking about this that they believe either the what's primary, is it the aim or is it the action? But isn't it like you need both, not one time or the other, without either one? So I don't know how the parameters of that are, but I'm just saying it seems weird to pick one of two things.
Not a matter of picking one. It's a very simple matter of trying to understand why is this Chizkas Gimel true, right? And the Gemara, by trying to learn it out, derive it from Chizkas Gimel, from Shermawood, is telling us something. And it's a matter of trying to understand what is it telling us. Then by deciphering what it's telling us, it may emerge that one is. I don't think it went in, you know, anybody in with him went in with the mentality, oh, I got to pick one over the other. But I'm trying to understand. And then by extension, once, or by default, once you understand it a certain way, then one might become primary. But there's one kasha on Rashi. There's one kasha on Rashi that is really the most difficult, and I've been avoiding it. I've been hinting to it, but really avoiding it at the same time, which is as follows. We'll see it in the... Let's look at it in the Ran, because we already had our heads in the Ran. The Ramban asks it as well. I think the Ritva asks it as well. They're very strong Hashan Rashi. And again, I think we've all intuited it without saying it explicitly, which is, where on earth did Rashi get this shtar business from? Makes a lot of sense. But was there anywhere in the Gemara, this first blot, where the Gemara said anything about shtar? Where did it come from? And it's worse. It's worse because the Rishonim know more than we know. So if you look at the Ran, Bim Tomar Vakati Lo Salka Daiti Autaima Dat Vashanim Izdar Enish Bishtare. Dilakaman Hu Dechadis Le Rava. The problem is like this. I was hiding something from you guys. There's another thing that I'm hiding from you guys, but that's not time to reveal that one yet. But I was hiding from you that there's another opinion. Hochei Usha is not muskum according to everybody. We'll see it a little bit later. Right? Hochei Usha are not the be-all and end-all. Why is that important? Because one of Rabba's suggestions on Chavtesim and Aleph is going to be, you know where Cheskas Gimel Shanim comes from? Because people hold on to their shtaros for 3 years.
Is it Hochei Usha the Sanhedrin?
Hochei Usha could be the Sanhedrin, but it's not. Maybe, but it's not. The Gemara is actually going to ask who Hochei Usha is, and we'll find out soon who Hochei Usha is. But the Gemara is going to identify it. It's a person. It's actually Rabbi Yishmael. I don't want to give away too much here.
There goes that surprise.
So why? But why is this important? Because if Rava is giving us an alternate opinion of where the Cheskas Gimel Shanim comes from, and he is the one who says that it is Gimel Shanim, then anybody who learns that it has to do with Shor HaMuad is presumably doesn't care about anything to do with the Shtar. Right? Until now, the Gemara asks, how do we know Gimel Shanim? And the Gemara says, Hokei Usha say Shor HaMuad. So as far as we know, everything that we need to know about Cheskas Gimel should be derived from Shor HaMuad. And the Gemara told us what it was. Just like over there, it leaves the top of those of the Muad, so to here it's going to leave the Rishus of the Meichar and go to the Rishus of the Lokaya. What does that have to do with Shtar? Nothing. They say, oh, maybe Shtar is a love. No! Shtar is the alternative to Hokei Usha, not the Lesson out. If I don't buy into Shor HaMuad being a good source, because of all of these kashas, because of all these kashas, with the last kasha being the strongest, at least the Gemara understands it, then I'm stuck. I need a new makar. So you know what my new makar is? Rabbi says, I don't have a makar. But I'll give you something, the way people act. Required, maybe go out to Takara Sachamim, I don't really care right now, but required that we do something because people don't watch Taras more than 3 years. Why is Rashi conflicted? Why is Rashi bringing up Shtar and Rashi's Pshat, with all due respect, only works, his Pshat in this Mecha business, only works if you hold to the Shtar. Right? If you don't hold that it's about warning of the Shtar, then you have to hold that it's some sort of fundamental connection, then you should learn like the Ramban, and the Rush, and Tosfos, and the Ran. Everybody else that said that it doesn't have to do anything to do with Shtar. What does it have to do with? It has to do with that a Chazakah is only as strong as the potential for somebody to yell about it. If nobody yells about it, then your Chazakah is weak. Or meaning if nobody could yell about it, then your Chazakah is weak. There's no Raya. And that's the kasha that the Ron asks. I don't understand. HaKati lo Saka Daite, Utaima Dazashana. We don't even have a Saka Daite, right? Not even a Havamina. We have not entertained such a possibility. And the Kamanu, the Chadis Le Rava. Chadis, right? Tough and shit, interchangeable. It's a Chiddush of Rava. What's Rashi doing? Why is Rashi trying to confuse us? Rashi usually tries to make our life simpler. And here he complicated things. And Rabban asked the exact same question. Right? Vikasha Hava Ashkelo Kasam Ledahu Taima Adasa Rava. We never came up with the Shtar business until Rava comes along next week. We don't know it yet. So even if we've been trying hard to justify Rashi, this is a problem. This is a problem.
Are you trying to say that that's where Rashi's star comes from? It comes from the Shtar business?
The Pashim Shat Rashi is where else did Rashi have gotten it from? The only place Rashi would get it from is Dafka Tesamad Al, from Rava. And he's mixing together two shittos that are arguing with each other and coming from completely different makaros. Because l'chora, if you hold of the shtar, you don't need. Not only do you not hold it, you don't need it. Right. You don't need Shor HaMuad. So what's Rashi doing? Again, I've been hinting to the few times Rashi mentioned that where to get it from. But the Rishon here asking explicitly because again, Rashi's pshat, which is different than all of them, and this kasha, the Gemara, only works if you're going to say they're comparable on the level of warning. Just like Shor HaMuad, you have to warn the guy to watch his shor. Here you have to warn the guy to hold on to his shtar. But who said anything about a shtar? That's the kasha. It's the kasha, right? Very strong kasha. Says the Ran, it's not a kasha. Love pushing. He asked it himself, but he says it's not a problem. Not a problem. Why? Because when it comes to the chazaka, we did not think it was rooted in this logic. Because we're going to learn now from Shor HaMuad. Al-Karachin, Mehashta Nami Sirlan, Dimecha, Ina Elokadesha, Yzair, Mishtaro.
What on earth did you say? What do you think? Seems to be saying like this.
And it's not, doesn't seem to be a very fundamental point. But this is the way he seems to be learning. This is the way he seems to be learning Rashi. That even according to Rashi, Mecha and Chazaka, he seems to be learning like this. That again, even according to Rashi, Rashi says that the Chazaka is learned from Shor HaMuad. Why is the guy being Mocha? Why? What's it helping? What does it help to be Mocha? Other than, again, some people are just kvetchy and some people are whiny and they want to be, you know, upset about something, so they complain. People are complainers. So then take him to Beis Din. What does it help to, within 3 years, make a pronouncement?
Let's say he didn't have documents or something like that.
What word did he say?
Documents?
Shtar. Why are you talking about Shtar? Why are you talking about Shtar? Right? So that seems to be what the Ran is trying to say. He's saying, like, I understand it. I understand. Fundamentally, we are not learning out the Chazaka from the Shtar. However, what's the purpose of being Mocha? So he says like this. He says, if you learn out from Shor HaMuad, then after three years, the chazaka is strong enough that it backs up his taina. So what does being Mocha do? So he suggests that, you know what being Mocha does? It weakens his chazaka. It weakens the chazaka of the machzik.
Oh, wait, so
what's
the Shramuad?
What? Again, how do we know that the chazaka works? The chazaka works because learning out from Shor HaMuad. That just like by the Shor HaMuad, after three times, it switches chazakos. So to here, after three times, it switches chazakos. And what does that mean, switches chazakos? It means that, again, he needs a taina still, because it's not a haknah, but it easily backed up. So what tool does the Ma'arer have in his tool belt to stop this from happening? If you learn out from Shor HaMuad. So Rashi suggests that the purpose of the Mecha'a is that when he is Mocha, the guy should realize, you know what, I better hold on to my Shtar. And now if I don't hold on to my Shtar, my Chazaka, which is being infused with life from Shor HaMuad, is now weakened. So again, what the difference in understanding is like this. Until now, we thought, the way Rava understands, right? Rava understands that the Chazaka works, because otherwise, the Machzik is going to lose out. Right? The way that the Ran is understanding this is that the purpose of the what did I just say?
The Ran lose out.
Weekend.
Who lose out? Again, let's back up a second.
Yeah.
The way we understood Rashi beforehand was more like a Takanas Chachamim kind of way, meaning the reason for Chazaka, right? The reason for Chazaka is really to protect who? If you hold it, that it's all about the Shtar?
No, it's
Gemara.
Not Masik.
No, it's
Gemara.
If the reason for the Shtar is because people only hold on to the Shtar for 3 years, who is the Chazaka coming to help?
The Machzik.
The Machzik, right?
Why is it the Machzik?
Because we're afraid that the matzik is not going to have a raya after 3 years anymore, and he's not going to have to protect himself.
How does the mar protect himself?
How is the mar? Oh, we have to figure that out.
Making him a fa.
Right.
Exactly, and then he needs support.
Well, 1 second. But why is this, again, I don't want to go there right now. First, this first step is right now. What's the reason for chazakah? According to the way, again, the classic understanding that we had, it's about shtar, the reason for chazakah, right, is to protect the mafsik. Is to protect the mafsik. And therefore, it's all about the shtar. And you have to, since you're going to potentially lose your shtar, we have to do something to protect you. The way that we're understanding it right now, right, is the reason for our chazakah is just to figure out the metzias. It's not designed to protect anybody, right? The reason for chazakah, right, is it's just to adjudicate. We don't know who it belongs to. How do we deal with the situation? So we learn now from Shor HaMuad that there are rules. Right? That there are rules that relate to chazakah. Right? Shor HaMuad. Right? Shor HaMuad teaches us, right? Right? Rules for relating to changing chazakah. Because we just don't know who to believe. Right? Right? That's all it is. We have a situation in front of us. One guy is claiming, or they're both claiming, right? They're both claiming that it belonged to your father. But one guy is claiming it still belongs to me. And the other one is saying, I bought it from you. We don't know how to interpret that. So Shor HaMuad gives us a klal. He gives us a way of interpreting it. Right? And we say, oh, after 3 years, the way we look at it, as we learned from Shor HaMuad, is that the stronger hold on it, the stronger chazakah belongs to the mafsik, as opposed to, before that, it belongs to the ma'arar. Good? Now the question is, that Rashi was struggling with, is if this is the pshat, right? It's not this, it's not just if it's all about the shtar, if it's all about the shtar, so this was done to protect him, so then the macha, obviously, is to tell him, you better hold on to it. And to give him ample warning. But if it's just about how do we deal with the situation, now the question is there anything that the ma'ar can do to protect himself? Again, not that it wasn't designed for the machzik. Is there anything that the ma'arer can do? So the answer to that is that the ma'arer can make a macha, right? So ma'arer can make a macha.
Doesn't prove
it. 1 second. So the question is, why does this help? Right? If chazakos are learned out from Shor HaMuad. If chazakos are learned out from Shor HaMuad, and just telling us, how do we perceive the reality right now? If you have been there for 3 years, and you're claiming that it's yours, and the other guy has not been there, and he's claiming it's his, we don't know how to adjudicate. So we go with the mafsik, because that's the simpler interpretation of reality. So now, if, let's say, I'm not around, or the mafsik is very strong, or I don't want to deal with him, I don't have money right now, whatever the reason is there anything that the ma'arer can do to protect himself? So the Gemara tells us he can make a macha. But the question is why does it help? Why does the macha change the equation here? And that it's no longer perceived as this. To that, Rashi answers, shtar. Why? Because even though the chazakah was not originally there as a replacement for shtar, if the person hears about the mecha'a and now does not protect his shtar, that changes this equation. It's no longer the simplest interpretation of reality that it belongs to the mafsik. And therefore, shtar is a critical factor not in creating the chazakah, but in how the Mecha'ah works to weaken the Chazakah. The Mecha'ah works to weaken the Chazakah, because after this, hold on to your shtar. And if you don't hold on to your shtar at that point, that is a weakness in your Chazakah. So again, that's the difference. This is the answer for Rashi.
How is it a weakness? It's the total opposite of your Chazakah.
If you know, if you're being mafzik in the land, yeah. And we're saying that the simplest interpretation, you've been there for so long, it's probably yours, and since we don't have any other evidence, you can keep it, right?
Yeah.
But now, we know that Adim told you, and let's say you heard, that this guy thinks it's his. Now, the fact that you did not hold on to a shtar, and we know that every transaction always starts with a shtar, that weakens your hold on the land. Because your hold on your land was coming from our perspective of you eating there. But now, if you knew that there is a claim against you, and you didn't bother holding on to your shtar, maybe you don't have a shtar. That weakens your chazakah.
It destroys it though, because there's no point in having the chazakah anymore. You can now, after that mecha, you can be like, okay, I'm done doing, I have my shtar in me, I'm done having, I'm being muslim on the land. I've actually only been there for now 1 year after since after the mecha. I stopped for a year,
right.
And then you have a shtar, it doesn't make a difference. The chazakah makes absolutely no difference after the mecha.
Right, my question is why?
I'm saying it's not weakens, it destroys it, it's done. Your chazakah is now done.
Oh, well, why? Okay, fine, why is it done?
Because now you need your shtar.
Oh, good! But if you don't believe in the shtar factor, then the mecha shouldn't do that. If you want to say it that way, that's fine.
Okay.
That doesn't bother me.
Okay.
Yeah. You can think it destroys it for now, and then you need another 3 years, starts again. Whatever you want to say. The point I'm trying to make is that the kasha is, when Rashi was coming to answer, Rashi is, again, why the other we showed him, they understood the whole concept differently. That's why they don't have to go in this direction. But Rashi, what I think was troubled, that even according to Holchei Usha, again, this isn't me thinking, I think this is just a pshat that we showed him, that Rashi was troubled, why does the mecha even work? What does the mecha accomplish in terms of this model of understanding it? So Rashi says, for that, we have to understand that it still is rooted in the 3 years. 3 years aren't part of the chazakah, that doesn't matter. Rava's 3 years later are critical to our understanding right now. Good? So these are, again, the two different... So the two major approaches in this sugya really have to do with the basic question of what's the Cheskas Gimel about? If the Cheskas Gimel Shanim is about the fact that he wasn't Ma'arer, and everything is Taloi in the Ma'arer, then the Mecha is at the center of what you are doing. And that's how Tosos are known, the Hufzik Shaskam. But if you understand that the chazakah is just a way of adjudicating the issue here. We have to turn it out from Shor HaMuad, and it's just a way of trying to figure out how do we move forward. So then we understand that there was this open question, and this was how Rashi decided to deal with it. What's the answer of the, again? There's a little bit more in the Rishonim, but I want to make sure that we, at least before Shabbos, finish this. The answer of the Gemara. So what does the Gemara answer? Again, the kash of the Gemara is, if you learn enough from Shor HaMuad, then just like you need Adim in front of the owner in order to make a Shor HaMuad, then you should also need Adim on the Mecha. So then that's the Gemara answers. Hasam v'huad v'vailok siv. Over there, when it comes to Shor HaMuad, it says v'huad v'vailok, you have to warn the owner. Hacha chavra chavra yislay v'chavra d'chavra yislay. Everybody's got friends, so we're its friends. Oh. What does it mean, Bahasam Hua Babailam Rahmana? Klomar, as if to say, and we'll have to maybe leave for next time. What did Rashi? Why did Rashi need to say Klomar here? Right, what was Rashi bavorning? What was he avoiding? We'll see if we get to that or not. But Klomar, Lo Dami, they're not comparable. Need the garment and Shalosh Shanim and Shoshana Yigos. Yes! We learn after 3 years that they gave us because those are afilos. The yehi the mafka in the chazaka and after the chazaka, they both work to change the chazaka. Aba mecha'a meha'ada less than the migmar, but the ha'ada and the mecha'a, those you can't compare. The hasam kevin the ada the chayvom mamon on the gichos of iba ulamido shor bechezkas muad boinim b'fnei b'arim sheyidu liton hakesh o'edim lavi achirim laziman. Over there, in Ochanami, we're trying to change the status. And because we're trying to change the status, you need to give the owner a chance to defend his status. Aval taima d'mechal ha'asas b'liyot zar b'zichli yosav hiba. Right? But the purpose of the mechal, Rashi l'shitaso, is just to tell the machzik that you better hold on to your rayas. It's going to weaken your chazaka. As long as the basic message will get there, that's good enough. But when it comes to the Shor HaMuad, it's not just the basic message. I'm going to attack these Eidim. There's a lot that I need to accomplish, and that's not going to be accomplished just by getting this. Is Rashi l'shitaso. And again, I think what the other Rishonim said in Rashi earlier is almost mefurash in this Rashi, right? That it's really just the mecha is just about the shtar. It's just about making sure that he has that information and not about the negichos. But over here, it's chavra chavra slave. Right? He can't defend his chazaka by saying, "Oh, if I would have known, then if I would have heard, then I would have been able to. I would have been able to do something." Oh. So again, Klomar Rashi, right, has to read a bit more into the answer. Right? It's not just behuva b'bailo. Again, according to the other Rishonim, as well. Maybe you had a chance to see, right? But whoever about it could be just Xeris HaKasov. That's the full extent of the answer. The Torah says it there. Why? I don't know why. I don't care why. Right? That's a detail. Not just like Chazaka doesn't have to be at a shore because that's about a shore. So over there, it's Xeris HaKasov. That's not fundamental to the limud. But Rashi can't say that, right? So the 3 years is learned out from the three negichos that each changes the Chazaka, but we don't derive mecha. From ha'ada, ha'ada has to be b'fnei ha'bailim. And therefore, he has to be careful with his chart. Tosos is going to learn, right? The answer is ein hachanami. Right? They are comparable. And this there's a kol in both cases. But there's gzeiras hakasov. And gzeiras hakasov is shor hamuad. But again, the fact, I think that's why Rashi says klomar. Right? What could you have learned? I probably would have learned in the way, when I first saw the Gemara, when I saw when it said, you would buy the sin, what's the Gemara's answer? It's that would be a simple answer. But for Rashi, that doesn't work, because Rashi has, for all intents and purposes, complicated the situation a little bit. So Rashi needs to understand more about the machaz about there, but I have to go back to the shtar. The other Rishonim would just say, Eino Kanami. The two things are very comparable, but there's only Xeris HaKasov over there, and it doesn't travel over here. The last thing that we need to look at, again, we'll leave it, and then we'll have to go on to the Gemara also, is a very interesting shaila that the Ran talks about in the Nimukah Yosef. And that is, what if the Edom in front of whom the Mecha'a was made testify that they didn't tell anybody else? Meaning, I did my part as the Ma'ar.
So they didn't buy all the
what?
That's what I asked.
Well, isn't that what they end up telling them? Oh, so again, so you know, what are the end of them, but they verify it.
Right.
Yeah.
So
you got to
see it in
the Rishonim.
Yeah.
So the Iran and the Chuvas and the Mugah, they talk about that. And again, understanding that maybe reveal a lot about the Sugi as a whole. Let's, yeah.
When you explain the...